Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Suvedi Tech Weekly. All right, let's talk about PSV9. It's not out yet, but it's shaping up to be a big cleanup release that focuses on making PSV more predictable, logical, and developer friendly. Let me break it down for you. First up, increment and decrement behavior is getting major overhaul. You know how weird things happen if you try something like increment operator in a string, right? In PSV9, that kind of code will throw a type error, forcing you to write cleaner, more intentional code. Likewise, values like true, false, null, or empty strings won't silently get converted or incremented anymore. So it's all about removing those confusing edge cases. Next is error handling is getting smarter. Right now, if unserialize fails, you just get a warning, which is easy to miss. But PSV9 will introduce a proper unserialization failed exception, making it much easier to catch and debug issues. Now let's talk about function signatures. So some functions like array keys might be split into more specific versions to make their purpose clearer. It's all about improving readability and maintainability for developers. Another big change is with array behavior. PSV used to let you create arrays from things like false. For example, you might already know this syntax, like for is inside parentheses, false is $x, wouldn't crash. But in PSV9, that won't be allowed anymore. So less magic, more logic in PSV9. Now, let's talk about string interpolation, so which is also getting simplified. Currently, PSV lets you insert variables into strings in several ways. So some of the four ways are, first one is direct, second one is braces outside, third one is braces after dollar, and fourth one is variable variables. In PSV9, options 1 and 2 will stick around because they are straightforward and useful. That means direct and braces outside strategies are still will stick, but options 3 and 4, that means braces after dollar and variable variables, are being removed because they are confusing and not very practical. So finally, variable handling is stricter too. Right now, using an undefined variable just throws a warning, but PSV9 will make a fatal error. So no more it worked but not really kind of situations in PSV9. So what's the takeaway here? PSV9 is all about cleaning up the language and getting rid of quirks and legacy behavior, while encouraging developers to write modern clean code. It's not adding flashy new features. Instead, it's tightening things up for a smoother experience. So what do you think? Are you excited for these changes, or do you think they are overdue? Let me know. The good thing is PSV is still alive. Let's talk about JavaScript today, a language we all love. But let's be honest, sometimes it drives us nuts. Imagine this. You are tracking down a pesky bug, digging through your code, only to realize the code running on your site? Yeah, it's not what you wrote. It's been minified, transformed, polyfilled. Basically, it's a mangled mess. Frustrating, right? Well, that's where debug IDEs come in to save the day. Introduced by folks at Sentry, debug IDEs are like secret keys, connecting your transformed code back to the original source maps. It's like giving superpowers to your error tracking tools, magical even. But here is the twist. Sentry is not just stopping there. They are actually pushing to make debug IDs a standard in JavaScript. Yep, official updates to source map specs, new browser APIs, the whole deal. And the best part, you can start using them right now. They are already released tools, plugins, and polyfills to get you rolling. So yeah, this is a game changer for debugging in JavaScript, and honestly, who wouldn't want an easier way to squash those elusive bugs? who is the new player in cybersecurity? It is AI agents, right? These advanced tools are taking cyber attacks to the next level. So executing complex operations like ransomware at scale, traditional bots can't match. To fight back, projects like ELLM Agent Honeypot are simulating vulnerable servers to study these agents. What is the result? AI attackers are smarter, faster, and better at evading detection than ever before. Experts warn that as AI evolves, autonomous cyber attacks could become the norm. So the message is clear. We need stronger defenses now, or AI agents could dominate the cyber. Goodbye to writing extra code just to load relationships in Laravel. Yes, Laravel 12.8 introduces a game-changing feature that is automatic eager loading. So currently in beta to collect community feedback. As Taylor Otwell mentioned, the behavior and functionality of this feature may still change even in patch releases. So what's new? With the new automatically eager load relationships method, Laravel will automatically eager load relationships just in time as you access them. There is no need for manual with or load calls. This could eliminate the vast majority of accidental N+1 queries used in Laravel ecosystem. So how it works? Just opt in, retrieve your models, and start working through relationships. Laravel takes care of the rest. So think of it like a chain. You have an order, that order has a client, the client has an owner, and the owner works at a company. You can access order, client, owner, company chaining, and Laravel loads it automatically without extra setup. Pretty cool, right? So other handy updates in this release are from JSON for collections. This is mainly useful quickly turn a JSON string into a Laravel collection. So it is perfect for API responses. Another feature is soft delete improvements. It is mainly used for enhanced support for mass spawning and cleanup operations. Another feature is performance tweaks. So it is related to updates to schema grammars and query handling for improved reliability. So this release helps reduce boilerplate and boost performance. Just keep an eye on memory usage if you are working with large datasets. So happy coding with Laravel 12.8. This week, Google's dropped a bombshell called A2A, that is agent-to-agent communication. Imagine AI agents from different platforms chatting like teammates. One writes code, another reviews it, and third deploys it. As a software engineer, what would you do then? You are just sipping coffee, wondering your jobs naming these bots. Let's say you name some agents Agent Pankaj and Agent Vijay. Agent-to-agent is an open-source protocol, so devs everywhere can jump in. Big players like Salesforce, PayPal, and MongoDB, over 50 of them are already on board. So what is the dream here? AI agents working across apps and systems, no friction, just smooth automation. Code repository is on GitHub if you wanna peek. Do you think, is this the future of collaborative AI? Let's hope AI agents don't start arguing over commits. Bye bye from Motherfucking Community. See you next week.